You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WLCX Daily News Roundup for the Eagle 1490 AM in La Crosse.
For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Kuska. Tomorrow is National Drug Take-Back Day. Wisconsin, which is typically among the national leaders in the effort to safely get rid of unused or unwanted medication, will have dozens of events across the state. Locally, you can bring the medication you want to get rid of to La Crosse County Health and Human Services or the Town of Cable Town Hall from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. tomorrow. Independence, Black River Falls, Hillsboro, Viroqua, and Stoddard also have drop-off locations. Visit the state's DHS website for a full list of locations. A crash between a car and a bus resulted in no injuries yesterday morning near Holman. According to the Wisconsin DOT, a car crashed into the back of a school bus that had children on board on Highway 53 near County Highway T. Highway 53 was closed for a half hour while crews cleared the roadway. Families of the students on the bus were called about the crash. A new bus was sent to pick up the students and take them to school. Holman school district officials thanked first responders for their work with the crash. The commander of Fort McCoy has been suspended. With more, here's Civic Media's Savannah Tomei Olson.
Last week, the Department of Defense posted a photo from the base showing the chain of command photos on the wall, and the pictures of President Donald Trump and Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth have been turned around to face the wall. An investigation has begun to figure out what happened. Colonel Shayla Baez Ramirez took over as commander of the base last July. She's the first woman to hold the position. According to a statement from the Army, she's been suspended, adding, quote, "This suspension is not related to any misconduct," end quote.
Fort McCoy officials said that they are investigating the incident. Next week is light on city government meetings, but there are some big decisions to be made. On Monday, the Board of Public Works is considering a handful of resolutions, including the intent to operate a downtown parking system and a measure to support the Mississippi River Trail within city limits. On Tuesday, the Judiciary and Administration Committee will consider the ordinance that would create a city administrator position. The City Plan Commission and Finance and Personnel Committee are also meeting. This morning, school administrators around the state will vote on five amendments for high school sports at the WIAA's annual meeting in Stevens Point. One measure would allow name, image, and likeness deals for student athletes. Another would expand summer coaching contact days from the current limit of five. And one measure would require any spectator ejected from a contest to have to take an online sportsmanship course and serve a one-game suspension before being allowed back at games. The meeting is at 9 a.m. A key crop in Wisconsin is being affected by tariffs. With more, here's Civic Media's Joanne Krulatz.
A new report from the U.S. Department of Agriculture shows that farmers are looking at the tariffs from the Trump administration and expecting to export fewer soybeans. In Wisconsin, 12% fewer acres of soybeans are being planted. That's because China makes up the bulk of soybean purchases in the world, and there's no alternative markets to sell those beans.
Instead of soybeans, Wisconsin farmers are turning to corn and other crops to make up the difference in exports. This week is Work Zone Awareness Week in Wisconsin. With more, here's Civic Media's Melissa Kay.
The theme, drawing attention to safety for road construction workers, is Respect the Zone so we all get home. Work Zone Awareness Week is April 21st through the 25th. Counties and communities across the state are urging people to drive carefully and pay attention while driving through highway work zones. Over the past 5 years, more than 10,300 crashes in Wisconsin work zones caused 56 deaths and more than 3,600 injuries.
You can find more information on the Wisconsin DOT website. The Senate passed a bill yesterday that would expand Medicaid coverage for new moms. With more, here's Civic Media's Savannah Tomei Olson.
The bill would give women who gave birth an entire year of coverage under Medicaid. Currently, they get it for 60 days. Moms get this year-long coverage in almost every state in the nation. The only exceptions are Arkansas and Wisconsin. And advocates say it saves lives. From 2019 to 2021, Wisconsin had a 30% increase in deaths among pregnant and postpartum women. Democrat Melissa Ratcliffe on the Senate floor.
63 moms died with pregnancy-related issues from 2020 to 2022. One-third of those deaths occurred more than 60 days postpartum. So 21 moms died because they didn't have access to the care that they needed.
Of the 63 women who died, 76% of them were on Medicaid at the time their babies were born. That's according to the DHS legislative director. This bill has broad bipartisan support in both the Senate and the Assembly. The Senate passed it almost unanimously yesterday, and they did the same thing in the last session. Speaker Robin Voss had previously said he doesn't support the measure because the state gives out too much free stuff. Here's what he had to say about it yesterday.
My position's been fairly clear from the very beginning. I've never supported an expansion of welfare. I can't imagine that I would ever support one. But we have to talk about it as a clock and see where everybody else is.
The expansion would cost $18.5 million. Wisconsin currently has a surplus of more than $4.5 billion.
The vote in the state Senate was 32-1 in favor. Drought conditions in La Crosse, Monroe, and other western Wisconsin counties have eased with enough moisture in the soil for spring planting. According to the U.S. Drought Monitor, west central and southwestern Wisconsin have very few pockets of dry soil and subsoil, with the vast majority of soil in good shape. Stream flows are also at or above normal for this time of year. The lone remaining drought in the state is in far southwestern Wisconsin. Conditions are still drier than normal, roughly south of I-90. Early showers give way to cloudy skies and highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s today. The clouds clear out overnight for a pleasant Saturday with highs in the 60s with sunny skies. Clouds begin to roll back in Sunday into Monday, where we'll see a big-time warm-up as well as a chance at strong or severe storms early next week. The National Weather Service Storm Prediction Center expects the best chances at severe weather in southwestern Wisconsin. We'll have more details in our Civic Media forecast. Download the free Civic Media app now at civicmedia.us/app. For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
The Packers pick a receiver. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports in Green Bay. Last night at the NFL Draft.
With the 23rd pick in the 2025 NFL Draft, the 13-time world champion Green Bay Packers, for the first time since 2002, draft a wide receiver. Matthew Golden, wide receiver, Texas.
Packers president Mark Murphy, GM Brian Gutekunst on selecting Matthew Golden.
Well, I really sent in a different name, but Mark just announced what he announced, so it is what it is.
Golden's reaction on being the first receiver the Packers picked in the first round since Javon Walker.
It's always been a dream of mine to go in the first round. To know that they haven't picked a receiver since 2002, man, it's truly a blessing.
NBA, the Bucks and the Pacers for Game 3 in their playoff series tonight in Milwaukee. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Lots to see in the theaters this weekend, including good kids stuff. As A24's The Legend of Ochi opens, A24 is making movies like they used to be made, and it's a wonderful thing. Their newest effort, A Fantasy Adventure, tells the story of a girl who is scared of a rare species called the Ochi. The film is certified fresh on Rotten Tomatoes with 85%. Star Wars fans may or may not like that Revenge of the Sith is being re-released. Only 66% of audiences enjoyed this film. Do you give it another chance? Horror film Until Dawn tells the story of a group of friends forced to live the same night over and over in the woods. The film is not yet rated, but looks absolutely gruesome. And if you're in the mood for an action thriller, check out The Accountant 2, starring Ben Affleck as Christian Wolf, who uncovers a conspiracy and goes on the hunt for a network of killers. Certified fresh at 80% on Rotten Tomatoes. Let's go to the movies. There will be a new pope soon, and thanks to the movie Conclave, more people know how the new pope will actually be selected. As it turns out, after Pope Francis passed away earlier in the week, people are even more curious as they are streaming the living daylights out of the film. The film was nominated for Best Picture at this year's Oscars and stars John Lithgow, Stanley Tucci, Ralph Fiennes, and Isabella Rossellini. Good film. My money's on Isabella or John Lithgow. Ben Affleck and Matt Damon have experienced tremendous success in Hollywood since their hit film Good Will Hunting. Affleck appeared on the Today Show earlier this week to promote The Accountant 2, which opens this weekend. When shown a shirtless picture of Accountant 2 co-star John Bernthal next to a shirtless Damon, who looks completely shredded at 54, Affleck started teasing him about his physique. Affleck teased him again on the set of Access Hollywood. It's always tough to see your ex get in shape. The Conners' final episode aired Wednesday night and broke an age-old rule in saying goodbye. Roseanne aired for 10 seasons before going off the air in 1997. They tried to reboot the show in 2018, but Roseanne was let go after controversial social media posts. The show stayed on the air as The Conners, starring John Goodman, Sarah Gilbert, Laurie Metcalf, and Lacey Goranson. The show just wrapped its seventh and final season with John Goodman breaking the fourth wall and looking right at the camera and just saying goodnight. Great cast. Speaking of Roseanne, even though she was let go from the show she created in 2018 and had difficulties with the cast from time to time, the show honored her by mentioning her often in the final episode and even having the main characters stand over her grave. Roseanne's character was killed off after an accidental opioid overdose and saw the family take on Big Pharma in a lawsuit. Yes, it's a sitcom. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
A few showers this morning, then gradually becoming partly cloudy here by later this afternoon. Our high today near 58. Wind will be north at 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly clear, 36. Tomorrow, sunny, 63 on Sunday. A few off and on showers with a high in the mid-60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 46.
That's your WLCX Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at lacrosseeagle.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.